This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So, go ahead.
Back.
All right, Jake. Here we are.
Gareth, man. You're going to promote something. GarethReynolds.com.
That's great. Well, I wanted to just say quickly, The Dollop, my other podcast, is 10 years old, which is, we're still learning to walk. But The Dollop is 10 years old, and we're doing a 10th anniversary show April 27th at the Palace in Los Angeles, and you can go to dolloppodcast.com. For tickets to that event. I know, Jake, you'll want to come to that for sure.
Yeah, I'll maybe come.
Yeah.
I maybe love watching Gareth talk for an hour and a half as his partner goes like, this is a lot of Gareth.
Can you imagine?
You know what? It would be a problem. Dave and I being in a room alone together.
Yeah, that would be bad. Podcast. That would be bad. I would be like, all right, we should get these boys away from each other now.
I would go, hey, man, I get it, brother. And then we'll bring in Evan Mann.
You know, oh no, that would be horrendous. A partner intervention for me.
That's a funny sketch because we've all had comedy partners and writing partners and we all drive each other insane. If you had every person I've ever written a script with in a room, that would be my nightmare. Anybody I've ever partnered with together, they'd be like, he's tough when we get notes. He's tough when we get notes.
When I gutted you by calling you Mo, you really took me down to my knees when you said I make everything about myself. And not only as a like a psychological problem, but also as like a comedy trope.
Well, I mean, I wished we had like the Mo's perfect for me, by the way. I mean, perfect. It just got me. So, but if we had somebody who's equivalent, it doesn't. It just feels so good. But if we had somebody
that's such a Mo reaction.
If we had somebody who comedically in like the 50s and 60s always made it about them and their long stories. The way we had Robert and Barbara, who were perfect for us.
Yes.
Mo's perfect for you. You've nailed it.
Yes. Thank you.
If we had Mo and, you know, it's not, but like Mo and Carrot Top.
Right. Just again, let's not overly lean into this.
But that's what I said. It's not. We were talking earlier that you drive a van to stand up shows.
On our Patreon. We were just talking on our Patreon.
That's true. We were talking on our Patreon. Look at us, the Patreon guys.
Yeah.
But we were talking about how if you're just traveling around, why do you need a van? And I was saying maybe you're bringing a lot of props to shows. And you said you don't.
I don't. Yep.
But I thought you would be great with props.
Okay. Anyway, listen, we want to thank everybody for tuning
in. Kevin, do you disagree that if Gareth leaned in, because you're doing a lot of crowd work now, or is that just for social media?
About 30% of the show is crowd work, depending.
But what's happening with that is because you don't want your actual jokes on social media.
Yeah, because you're working on the hour, that just gives you stuff to clip.
But what you could do for social media is prop work. You could lift up a clock and then like do an impromptu joke about like...
Walk me through this joke.
I don't know, but something like a big clock and then, you know...
I could like pretend to hump a clock and go, time's a real fucker.
Yes, exactly. Like but here's what I think you would be actually good at.
Uh-huh.
You can't have any written jokes with the props, and Luke surprises you with props. So every show for 10 minutes, you call
impromptu comedy?
You call it Luke's box.
Gross.
And you open up Luke's box and just make jokes.
No. I'll just go with a very simple no. Yeah, I think you guys are supporting it in the way that you try to get a friend to drink like a mayonnaise drink with like ketchup in it at a restaurant. Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea.
And I think that would be fun.
Okay, no, not doing that. Not happening. And it's been really good to catch up with you guys.
Just because prop comedy is considered hacky? Or because you deep down don't think you would be funny doing prop comedy.
I like what I do more than I would like doing
prop
comedy.
You can't add an extra 10 minutes then?
No, I'm not. No, Croco.
Yeah. 10 minutes.
How about your propo?
Yeah, hey, I would love to do props. Let me tell you this, sweetheart. How do you know it doesn't work? You know everything? You know straight honest?
No, Croco.
You do 10 minutes, Garrett, you're going to be at Madison Square Garden in 6 months.
Thank you,
or
propo.
Or continue at the Tickles over at Wichita.
All right, propo.
You want to go to Madison Square Garden?
Again, to be very clear, props. I never got to Wichita. So I just...
We're not doing the story without further ado!
Goodbye, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to We're Here to Help, America's number one podcast. Don't look it up.
Cut it out.
Can we get your, you're on with Jake Johnson, Gareth Reynolds, Brian Newgirl. Can we get your name, your age roughly, and where you're calling from exactly?
Oh, roughly exactly. Okay. Yeah. My name is Isabel. I'm 26. And I'm calling from the greater Los Angeles area.
Great.
What does that mean?
Do you want me to tell you where I live?
Yeah,
why not? Roughly. What's your...
When you say LA.
There are McDonald's close?
Well, not in my city, but...
Who cares about McDonald's? Where do you live?
Culver City?
What part of town are you?
No, much further than that. That's why I said greater. I live in, Pomona area.
Okay,
oh,
I got
okay.
You.
You're not in Los Angeles at all. Okay, so... it's okay. This isn't about geography, but you're not in Los Angeles. what can we help you with today, Isabel?
So, a month ago, my boyfriend of 7-ish months broke up with me.
Oh, shit.
It was sad and sucked in all the normal ways that breakups are awful. But sure. Besides that, it was, like, pretty fine. There was no fight or anything. We just broke up. End of this conversation...
But hold on, Isabel, what did he say?
He just wanted somebody who had more... of the same interest that he had for like a long-term relationship.
Okay.
That's fair.
That's a fair one.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so that sounds like it's for the best.
Oh, totally for the best. Okay. I'm glad it happened when it did. The problem is that at the end of the relationship, at the end of the conversation, he was like, so let's give each other some space. We will connect in like 2-ish weeks to like have any like, get anything off our chest that we need to and give each other our belongings back. And I was like, okay,
pretty
sounds good.
Jesus Christ.
Pretty grown up.
I don't think I've ever broken up this well, if I'm being totally honest with you.
Hey, let's give each other in 2 weeks. We'll have a great conversation about
we'll
how
exchange
I'm a
things.
Total asshole.
Yeah,
and you're so much better off without this like
this
fat,
is, this
hairy
how,
loser.
This is how
you.
I did it. I'm sorry. I'm a mess. You can keep all the DVDs.
Yeah. This is how I did it. Hello. All right. So keep going.
Okay.
Well, that's the problem. So it didn't turn out that way. These 2 weeks have come and gone. I haven't heard from him.
I feel
like the onus is on him to reach out just because like
absolutely.
He's the one who broke up with me and be like, yeah, I'd be like a little pathetic if I was the one to reach out. But that hasn't happened. And the real problem is that I need my things back.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to do that in like a somewhat dignified way.
Okay. Things? I think this is all sounds fair.
Yeah.
By the way, what can we call him, Isabella? You want to give him his real name or a fake name?
Let's call him Aaron.
Aaron? Selfish prick.
Okay, so what things did you leave at Aaron's?
He has a protest sign that I made. He has
what is
my
that mean?
Vibrator.
Hold on. He had a protest. You made a protest sign?
Yes.
On cardboard?
A protest. Yes, but it's a nice one.
I get it.
Okay.
That's okay. It's like a vision board.
Stuff.
Okay, yeah. So a protest sign, a vibrator.
Sure. And
you said a vibrator?
Some shrooms that he bought for my birthday that we were planning to do together.
Those are gone.
This is...
those are the things I really want back.
So protest sign...
I can meet you in Pomona. I got them.
Protest sign, vibrator, and...
By the way, if we're talking about a scene where you're exiting jail and the things that are getting returned to you are these three things, your character is so beautifully defined already.
I totally agree.
A protest
and
sign.
Likeable.
I love the character.
Same.
A protest sign, a vibrator, and shrooms.
Yeah,
fantastic.
You're already a character the audience is with. So, and his three things would be what?
Yeah.
We hate
that's
him.
The thing.
What did he leave at your
that's
house?
The thing too. I don't have good things from him, so it's not like great bartering material. So I have like a couple books of his.
What books?
Books.
How to be a jerk off.
What books?
One of the books is about like just like a memoir from this Mexican author. Another one is about, like, not in a religious way, but in, like, a historical way.
Don't touch
not it. In a weird way.
Jesus. Come on, give us some meat. Yeah, what can we poke some holes in here?
Anything about fat 40-year-old guys?
Anything against white men?
We'll kill them. We'll kill the losers. You fat hack, yeah. Greaseball loser. Times have changed, fat boy. Get out of town. Join a podcast, Chubby.
Hey, Chubby boy, why don't you start a podcast with your friend at Edgum?
Do most of them from your closet. Be a little bit mad about the drive. It is better in person, but I'm a little bit mad. All right, I'm sorry. So you have some books about Jesus.
A Mexican man.
Not an unlikable guy so far. What else do we have?
A bowl and some silverware.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so not much. So he can pretty much get everything he wants in a shopping mall.
No, he doesn't need his stuff back.
So your question is basically, how do you approach this or get your things back logistically? Because he kind of pitched a thing that he's not following through on, and you kind of feel
you
like
want your stuff back.
Yeah,
I don't feel like I'm asking for a lot.
You're not. It's
you
your
wanna,
stuff.
What do you got? I mean, to me, I feel a little straightforward-ish about this.
Which would be just contact him?
I would text him and just be like, you know my address. Can you leave the stuff I want in a box? I'll leave your stuff out front. I mean, I think to you it feels humbling, but it's really just to get your stuff back. You don't.
Yeah.
The fact that he pitched like this follow up breakdown conversation and didn't follow through, whatever. You don't need that. I mean, whatever. It's over, right? But you want your shrooms, you want your vibrator, you want your protest sign. Just let him know you want that stuff back.
Hey, Isabella, can we help you get it back?
Ooh, Jake. This is why Jake's.
I would love that.
Isabella, can I just tell you why Jake's the best? Did you hear what I pitched? Put it in a box up front.
It made sense, though.
But what you're pitching, how do we get the show involved? I think it's good.
Yeah.
He's got the producer's mind.
Yeah,
that's why I think when people see self-reliance, they're going to be like, wow, this guy really does. Thanks. This is what he does.
This guy really can't land a plane or a film. Let's do it.
All right. So let's talk about that.
Go start a podcast, fat boy.
Hey, fat boy, keep the face behind the scenes.
It just took one big screening to realize I'm better on the radio. Okay, so here's what my thought is, what we could maybe do to help. We could maybe start a clip right now where Gareth and I are talking to the same camera, probably two, which I'm assuming is a nice two shot, and we could talk directly to Aaron. Then you could email him this clip without any context.
I like this.
No subject line, no written anything. You just send it
to him. Or even just the subject is follow-up.
Do you think, and then what we're going to need from you, Isabel, is notes if you don't like it. Here's what I don't want to have happen. This is not what the show is. You go, yeah, thank you. That was a lot of fun. And then go, never would I send that to him. Because I got to tell you, we only want to do it if you're going to do this.
I absolutely want to. I think having it be like a joke will make me feel better about
that's
doing
what I was hoping.
Because otherwise, like, sad. Yeah.
So then before we start, what is it that you want in this video in terms of what would be the most helpful? Obviously, we need to ask for the stuff. We can address him as Aaron. Mm-hmm. We could call you Isabel, and we can keep it short. But is there anything else in there that would make this easier for you when you sent it so you'd have a little less embarrassment?
Oh, that's kind.
It's a goddamn promise.
Keep going, Isabel. I apologize.
It's not called...
Jake's been doing great, but he's having a bit of a downward spiral right now.
It's not called Pudgy losing a tooth.
Pudgy no tooth. Pudgy no tooth.
Oh, we got a new
Pudgy
show
Brit
title.
Mouth.
Pudgy Brit Mouth. Pudgy and Brit Mouth. Our new
Pudgy
show could be...
Pudgy and Brit Mouth. We'll solve it.
Pudgy and the Brit Mouth.
Pudgy and the Brit Mouth.
That, by the way...
You're just going, let's talk to my friend. I'm like, all right, well, you got him.
If this was pre-podcast and we were doing a morning radio show, which is essentially what this is, those would be our names and we'd be doing a morning zoo.
Yes. And you definitely are leading it and I'm just going like, yeah, I was actually last night at the Rams game. Oh, don't think I like that very much. Honestly, lost another tooth.
I got to tell you, Isabel, we love the voices. So here's where we're at.
Don't mind us. Pardon me, can we have another spot of information?
He does 1,000 of them. So here's what we're going to do.
I don't like the sound of this, precisely.
And I love everyone. I always say he's the Robin Williams at a morning radio show.
Hey, come on, what are you talking about, old friend? I didn't think that.
Okay, Isabel, so here's where we're at, sweetheart.
Don't know for lucky.
You got Pudgy and the Brit coming at you on 89.5.
All right, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, fuck off, man. Where's my cocaine?
How dare you?
Oh, I'm the star of
it. Where's my vibrator? Where's my vibrator?
And then those guys are all such egomaniacs.
Yeah, yeah.
They're always fighting.
Yes. And then they come back. Yeah. Oh, great bit. Wonderful, great story. Wonderful. Unbelievable, wasn't it?
So, Isabel, we're going to start this soon. Could you give us a little bit of direction?
Sure. Is there any way that I can give you our real names?
Yes, give us the real names and we'll bleep them out.
No,
okay,
we can't bleep them out.
Well, and when we air this.
Oh, do you want the real names bleeped out?
When you air it?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yes, okay.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do a take, and then we want your honest direction, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to do this until you're happy, and it might be the first one, it might be the second one, okay?
Got to be one of the two.
Okay.
But, and we are going to keep this to under a minute. So Kevin, can you help us?
I got a timer right here.
Okay, great. Okay.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yep.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yep. Thanks, Kevin. Hunk of the show.
Okay.
Kevin's got all his teeth. Look at him. Ooh, la, la. Braggart.
In three.
You want me to start?
Yeah.
Two, one.
Hey, how you doing? This is Jake Johnson.
Gareth Reynolds.
And we're on a podcast called We're Here to Help. And we need to send this to you from our friend because when you guys broke up 7 months ago, you
no,
said.
No, recently. You were together 7 months. That doesn't matter. Keep going.
Cut.
When did you guys break up?
We broke up last month. We were together for 7 months.
Okay, we got it. Let's reset. All right, back to one.
Oh, so he's only not called. It's only been 2 extra
weeks. Listen, we're doing it. She doesn't want to do it. It still stands. All right, here we go.
Does change the premise.
Back to one does not. It still holds.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Jake Johnson.
I'm Gareth Reynolds.
And we're sending you this message from... because after you guys split up, she left some things at your apartment. Garf, what are those things?
Well, she just wants to get back her protest sign, her vibrator, and her mushrooms.
Now, I pitch that there's a really good chance those mushrooms are gone. And if they are, they are. But
Replace them.
If you could replace them, it'd be great. But we would love if you could get her back the vibrator and the sign and ideally the shrooms.
And she's going to give you back the couple books and whatever the hell else you had.
The silverware and the
bowl. And the bowl. You'll get your bowl back so you can eat.
So what do you say? Let's end this in a cool way. Let's figure out a drop. You guys don't have to see each other. It's not dramatic. Not dramatic about
this. No, it's Tinder. This happens. But we just want to get her stuff back.
Are we good?
Please.
10 seconds, maybe plug the podcast.
Also, if you like podcasts, it's called We're Here to Help. It's a call and advice show. So, we're on, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Cut. Perfect.
Pretty good.
Great.
So, what do you think?
I loved it. I do have a couple notes.
Okay.
Okay.
Always.
Okay. So, the first is that I got him to start watching New Girl with me. We didn't get very far. Wow. So, he definitely knows your character, Jake.
Okay. Did he get to season? What season did he stop at, just so we know? Was it
also, hold on.
Was it the Brian season or no?
We've done this bit so many times. We don't need Kevin in the background to go, the Brian bit!
You do.
And
No. Even if I cut it out every time.
It's a genuine question.
Don't worry.
Did he make it to season 7?
We're going
to
do the Brian bit, Kevin.
It's not a bit. Did he make it to season? Did he see the Brian season, as they call it?
Okay, so keep going.
Okay, yeah, you can maybe hype up Brian a lot so he feels like he should go back and finish watching.
Great idea. Great idea. That's a great idea.
And then if you want to, I have the amount of shrooms that he said he was going to give to me is specifically 3.5 grams. So if you want to mention that,
sure. Okay, great.
Back to one in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, how you doing? We're here from the show We're Here to Help, and we're making this message on behalf of...
Yeah, that's Jake Johnson. You might know him from The New Girl. I'm Brian. I was the security guard in season 7, also of New Girl. But we're not here to talk about that. All we want to talk about is how you kind of said that you wanted to give back the stuff when you guys broke up. And we just want to follow up on that.
And that stuff is, what she needs is the protest sign.
The vibrator and 3.5 grams of shrooms, however you get them to her.
And so let's get this wrapped up soon, my friend, if you see this differently. Then you can call us too. But right now we are talking to and saying those three things she wants, and she'll give you the books about Jesus
the
and
bowl,
the Mexican
the silverware.
All that shit goes back to you.
No problem. So let's just do the exchange as soon
as we can, huh?
Thank you so much, my man. Yeah. We appreciate you. Let us know if this is okay.
And I don't mean to seem like an enforcer.
Cut.
I can play a security guard.
What do you think?
That was perfect. Thank you so much.
There
I think
we
that's
going
to work.
There we go.
And then if he follows up with you with any weirdness. Just tell them. Send them to us.
Send them to Nick and Brian.
Does that sound fair?
Yes, absolutely.
So in the email, if he comes back and there's any tone that you don't like,
yeah,
send him. The response is, Kevin, what's the show email again?
Helpfulpod@gmail.com
Helpfulpod@gmail.com and say, take your grievances there. Yep. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And
all right. I will do.
Let us know if you get your stuff back and it's a happy ending, all right?
Got it. Okay. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Isabel.
All right. Cut it out.
Okay. Yep. One more podcast. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. With Philo, you could stop overpaying for cable and switch to Philo. So what is Philo, Garf? I'll tell you. It's the best way to watch more than 70 of your favorite channels and save big on your monthly bills. Why don't you tell these nice people some value props?
Well, Philo has shows, has movies, yep, live TV, and for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. So there's no contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of a show.
Let me pitch you a show they got.
What?
The Challenge.
Oh, Jake, don't.
The Challenge.
Jake, don't. Jake,
now
don't.
Let me pitch you something that you might not be as excited about, but others might. Friends.
I'll tell you what I am excited about.
Golden Girls.
Yes. Without question. Without question.
Known as one of the best pilots ever written.
Best pilots ever made in TV.
A show I grew up that loving, Martin.
Oh, don't even. That was truly. So look, if you can't get enough of TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo, like we said, has more than 70 channels, BET, MTV, AMC. You've got a free 7-day trial. So listen, Jake, may I?
Please.
All right. Sign up today at philo.tv/GilSentMe. That's philo.tv/GilSentMe to get 50% off your first month. Gil Buchanan, really just got him on the periphery.
This episode is brought to you by a company that we both use a lot.
Yes.
And that is DoorDash. Yes.
DoorDash, very helpful.
It's a lifesaver.
It is.
It's a lifesaver at home.
Yeah, with kids, I'm sure. I'm my own kid.
I'm a big...
But hotel life, a DoorDash comes in very handy.
Hotel life DoorDash has changed because you don't have to order from downstairs.
No.
And you don't have to leave the room.
No.
When I realized you could do it in a hotel and get it in the lobby...
Yes. Yeah, way better.
Significant change.
Yes, yes, yes.
So DoorDash is something we are very excited about. And we have a Mother's Day special with DoorDash. So get all your Mother's Day's gifts in one place. Get 50% off on your next order, up to $15 when you spend $15 or more on your next flower, convenience, grocery, or retail order now with the code GILSENTME. So if you're going to do it, which you're going to do it, you got to get your mom something, use DoorDash and use this code, GILSENTME. All money goes to Gilly Bean, and
that's right, Jake.
Hey, there he is!
Hey, that's right. Sorry about that, everyone. I'm going to be Gil Buchanan, ones and twos, 68 and Balmy. I will be sending Rita, my lovely mother, 94 years old, a bunch of flowers from DoorDash this...
And what's the code you're going to use?
Well, you're going to use Gil Sent Me, because God bless you, I did. Gil Sent Me.
So remember, 50% off if you use the code Gil Sent Me to buy your mother flowers, some sort of convenience or grocery or retail now. You can also use DoorDash for any meal. That is DoorDash.com/GilSentMe. Terms apply.
Hello?
Hi, can we, first of all, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're happy you're here.
I'm happy to be here.
So why don't you just start and get into it? We're not going to do a traditional setup. We're going to do something new. The floor is yours.
Oh.
Tell us what you want. Say what you want. You're the boss. We're your helpers. We're your ones and twos. We're your Gilly Beans.
That's right. Welcome.
Well, first off, I'm a big fan of the dollop, Gareth. Wow. So I haven't heard a ton of love for the dollop on here. So wanted to give you a little love.
Okay. Nice. Thank you. See, this is what happens when you don't lead the call.
I'm on the dollop, too. I'm going to do Gareth's bit about New Girl. Remember when I was on it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see my episode?
Jake, you were on the pastimes. Jake, you know what?
I was on the dollop.
No, you're on the pastimes. It's different.
I was on it. Did you see Jake the security guard?
You know what you were?
It's a fun
you were Jake, the guy who didn't know how to record a podcast when you did
that. Is that true?
Yes.
considering where you are now with your home setup, I don't even remember. I think you ended up recording it on your phone, is what I believe.
I was better with the Pandemic one.
You were better with Pandemic, absolutely.
But this isn't about me being on the dollop, which I was past times.
God, he makes everything about himself. Yep. It's just like, you know what I mean? Can we just get into it already?
I'm just a fun guy.
This is a fungus. Fun show for fun guys. All right, keep
going. I also have a cute vest.
Can't wear
it. Well, to give you a little love, Jake, my husband and I think you in the Minx is your aesthetic. So 70s porn producer, that is your aesthetic.
Thank you.
So,
and then as Gareth would say, I have a mustache.
I have bell bottoms.
You sure do, Garfy.
Thank you.
Can you please take the... You know what? What's your name?
This will teach
Jake. Yeah. I'll never do that again. Hi, can we please get your name, please?
Yep, I'm Rachel. I'm 33, and I'm just going to say the Midwest.
Midwest. Okay. And I was obviously joking. We appreciate that intro, Rachel. Yeah. So, Rachel, 33, from the great Midwest, with the Garf Man and I can both agree with. Mm-hmm. We both love the most.
Love the Midwest. Spent 13 hours in Chicago the other day. Thanks, American Airlines. Go ahead, Rachel.
If you like that story, check out part 1, 2, and 3 on Patreon.
Go ahead, Rachel.
Rachel, what's your problem?
So let me shotgun this real quick. Just bottom line it, and then we'll...
I thought you were
going
to drink a beer really fast, to which I was going to say, you really
Wisconsin.
Are from the Midwest.
We know which state.
Okay, before I do this, let me shotgun two quick Old Milwaukee's. And then let me rip this cigarette really fast. Hold on.
I'm going to rip a dart.
Yeah, and then I want to play cricket, and I just got all my 20s, 19s.
Play cricket, do some bar dice, shotgun two beers, have some bar olives, then we can start.
All right, Rachel, so shotgun your Old Milwaukee and take over.
Yes. So I need a help with a birthday gift for my husband. So his birthday is next month. And the context is we had a pretty tough last year. So 2023, just a few different things made it really rough. And so I'm looking for like some ideas that are like kind of a big gesture that says like, thanks for hanging in there with me. Mm. And this year is going to be better and all of that.
Fuck, I'm scared to ask about what happened because it doesn't feel like our show, but I feel like we got
to
know.
It would be good to give us as much context
and
as
I'm really
you're comfortable
hoping it's
with
that you
for
put,
the gift.
That you put too much deodorant on and then it's turned you blue or something stupid.
Not quite. So it's going to take a turn. Okay. It's going to take a dip. And then we're going to
climb out, Rachel. So, we're going to climb out.
Right.
Yep. So we had to put down our dog. And he was old, to be fair, but still rough.
Yeah.
And
rough.
We had a really stressful, sold my house and then moved not too far away, but it was just not a good experience for that. And then I got laid off from my job.
Was it your dog or both of yours?
It was my dog. Yeah.
So you had a really bad last year.
And he.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Okay. You feel like he really hung in there with you through that. So you want to kind of really.
I like this. And what's his name?
Or what should we call him?
I'm going to call him Mark.
Okay, so Mark stuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
We like
Mark. I mean, we're married, but yes.
Still.
Hey, guess what? 50% of the people don't.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, true.
Our parents didn't.
So
it's a fun show for fun guys.
Stop it.
Since I've known him, has wanted to make friends with a crow.
Excuse me?
Go ahead.
Wait,
Keep going. Keep going.
Hold on, Rachel. We had a setup that was making sense, and now there's a turn.
Hold on. A turn that, might I add, I'm in love with.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not like one crow. He doesn't have like a crush on one crow, as far as I know.
Oh, so he's playing the field.
He is playing the field. So he works in medicine and works nights. And so when he's done with his shift in the morning, there is a murder of crows outside
what a
his
term.
Office.
What a term.
The best.
Yeah.
It's been a few years since, I don't know, we were watching something, listening to something, and I was like, oh yeah, crows are super smart. Like, I'm not a bird person, but I do know that about crows.
Yes.
And they remember faces.
Crows are shockingly smart.
Shockingly smart, shockingly great memories. If someone wrongs a crow, crows will attack the person for
They'll get revenge. They will shit on your car.
As well as if you court a crow and it recognizes you as a friend, it will come back to you.
I have a crow in my backyard that I have a minor relationship with.
The crows are, that's amazing. That's my dream.
It started because its baby fell. My wife and I couldn't find it, but we just heard the crow and it ended up another animal ate it. And so we at first had a bad relationship with the crow and then it's been around, and now the crow is just, it's like a, we have outdoor cats,
mm-hmm.
and the crow is like one of the outdoor pets we have.
That's the best.
So I get this story.
Okay, so you might be the expert on that.
Yeah.
Do you hear Rachel's react? Yeah, Rachel's like, this is it.
Yeah, so your husband wants a relationship with a crow.
Yeah. And I guess
Kevin, so start the episode with that. So this sounds insane.
Yeah, it's gonna be like no the Hangover. Yeah. I bet you're wondering how Jake asked that question and why. Well, there's a little backstory. Rachel had a tough year. Let's go to her. She likes the dollop and mix.
So I'm like 75% with him. I want this to be like a work friend and not like a bro, a crow bro you bring home.
What?
We also have
indoor
outdoor cats.
Don't brush past the weirdest thing we've ever heard.
Yeah, the idea that you're like, look, we don't want to overcommit to the crow.
What do you think? He a bro? Then they're gonna watch Packer games together?
Oh my god! Hey, this crow's gonna shotgun a beer real quick.
What do you think? You're gonna come home and the crow's gonna be wearing like a Milwaukee Bucks jersey?
Hey, is dinner almost ready, Rach?
At most, Rachel, it's gonna crow in the backyard a little bit.
Can we throw a tombstone pizza in the oven, Rach?
It's not going to be like an old fraternity, buddy.
Those are my questions.
Yeah. Okay, so whispering the mark.
So here's
boy,
how,
she's got a lot of attitude.
So here's
tonight.
How we can help you, Rachel. It's just a goddamn crow.
Yeah.
It's not going to be much. You're not going to feel threatened, and it's not going
to
move.
So I'm dating a crow and married to a mark.
I didn't know if I would be like beholden to like go to all of their funerals. And like,
no.
I don't know how all of these.
You know,
crow law is very different to ours, Rachel.
And so, Rachel, just so we can get back to planet Earth on this one.
Yeah.
What's the crazy question here?
So the question is either, apparently you have experience with this.
Yeah.
So the idea was like maybe something like symbolic of that, that says like, it's a weird thing I think that you're trying to do, but like,
but you
I love you and I support you.
Okay.
Or... like I said, since you do seem to have some experience, what are legitimate inroads with this crow? And like I checked Cameo, and there are no nerds on Cameo that know crow stuff, probably. Richard.
Wait, you texted
Have you tried Cameo?
Wait, you texted Cameo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what is
By
the Cameo
way,
part?
Can we get a soundbite of her saying, okay, this is actually for real? And when Garrett does a pun, can you play Rachel's? Okay.
Yes.
Can you actually try
Rachel,
to,
yes. Like,
just a sound effect whenever we get it, you just hear from another call. The only people who get this will be the Gilly Beans or the ones and twos or the 16 embalmings, but you just hear a,
okay.
I'm used to gutting Jake, but callers at least normally placate.
I love when the callers are getting...
when the callers are like, hey, I'll pile on.
Yeah. So what are you talking about, Cameo? I didn't understand that reference. Did
Me
you?
Either. No.
Oh, so Cameo is like a service thing that some, I would say, low-level
we know.
Celebrity...
Yes, we know what Cameo
what
is,
have to
okay.
do with
but,
crows,
you're
talk-
but you're
Rachel?
Talking about celebrity... You're looking for crow doctors on there?
Yeah, that's what... I know what Cameo is.
The most tangential, like... could this person say anything about? Are they also a weirdo? Do they also have a crow friend?
Still.
So I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. Are you looking for, were you trying to find a Cameo of somebody to say to him, you're not a total weirdo for wanting friends with a crow. Thanks for sticking with your wife. Or are you looking for a way to get him a friendship with a crow? Or are you trying to let him know that you're okay with the fact that he wants to be friends with a crow? What's the want here, Rachel?
Yeah. So kind of, either of those things, either something symbolic of I support you and thanks for supporting me, or real tips.
So real tips. Here's what I would do. So I wouldn't do the symbolic thing. If I wanted to do a friendship with a crow and I stuck by my wife for a bad move, a losing her job, her dog going down, and I went like, she really kind of killed me for 12 months, made the vibe really lame, and then there was a Cameo of like, Bud Bundy from Married with Children being like, hey, Jack, I think it's pretty cool. You like crows. You got a great gal in Rachel. I'd go like, give me my 12 months back. Thanks for the 40-second cameo from like a WWE wrestler. But hey, man, that's not a fair trade. It's not a fair trade.
Oh, I agree. Go ahead.
Here's what I would do. I would find his interests besides crows. And I would get a custom-made bird bath in the backyard that is really cool and his style, not yours. So every time he sees it, he goes like,
wow, it's the Packers or, you know, whatever he likes. A bird bath that is set up in your yard, I would get a lot of bird food specifically to crows. I would figure out what okay. crows like to like rest on. Like my wife does more of this, so I don't know for sure, but we tried to attract owls.
Mm.
So we got all oh. these like owl little homes mm-hmm. and nailed them up on trees. So I would figure out the best place that crows like to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have that for him. So he goes, what is this? And you go, this is an ideal home for a crow to nest, because where a crow nests, it comes back to.
Yep.
So you're trying to make aww. Your backyard a safe place for a crow family to go, this is our space. And then you're going to feed it, give it a bath. So you're saying to it, you guys are safe here. You'll never be in danger. We are your friends. And over time, as soon as they have babies, they'll go, I got to say, we like Mark's vibe. He comes out here and feeds us every day. And before you know it, you're going to get the quah, quah. And then Mark gets to look up and go, I have a friendship with a crow. Go on Cameo, get Bud Bundy to go like, all good, rock and roll.
Nice, dude. I hear you like pigeons or some shit.
For $375, I will talk for 2 minutes in my car.
First Cameo in 4 months.
Yeah, hey, right on, everybody. I wish you all the fucking best. Check me out. I am living in
this
Alaska.
This is David Faustino. Just calling out my main man, Mark.
Calling out my main man, Mark.
And Marks.
And your love of crows. So I really hope that...
Rebecca sent me. She loves you.
And then David goes, I think 80% of that went to Cameo.
Yeah. I think Jake's right. I mean, my rudimentary crow knowledge is also they really like shiny things. They use those mm-hmm. to like build their... I think there is a way to try to build a relationship. It's a bit of a hard, tangible gift. So that's why I think the stuff that Jake's talking about is good. I think you can also get these like bird feeders that stick on your windows. So you basically put like whatever seed the birds want, and they
you
basically
don't
want
a crow that close, my friend.
I don't know if you'll get a crow that close.
Yeah, but so you're gonna get. We have those like hummingbirds and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that right on the window. Hummingbirds are fine. A crow's a bad man.
Crows can be very sweet.
Yeah, they can. But you're talking about attracting a dangerous character. So you want to keep it. You want to keep that murder up in trees. You want a little distance. But look, I think that
Mark doesn't.
I think that's solid kind of advice here, Rachel. I mean, it's a super weird call.
I love it.
And I do too. But I think there's a world where we've given you some help. What do you think?
I think so.
I got another pitch. I got another pitch.
Go.
Rachel, I got another pitch. Just because I want you to leave this and feel like this was worth it to you. Go to an animal sanctuary where there is a wounded crow and have Mark, when he gets home, he goes, what's in the box? And you go, it's your fucking new crow.
Whoa.
And then what he does, neither.
You
it's a fun
talking.
Show for fun guys. So then what his job is to nurse the crow back to life and safety. And then what happens is when you release it, then you've got the bird bath. Then you've got the place for it. So that crow views Mark as its father.
I love the imprinting. I don't know how easy that's going to be to do. Off of that, though, I would also say, take him to like some Audubon center or call around and be like, what is your, like, ask about crows. Be like, what, not only what can I do to attract a crow, but also do you have crows there? And take him there, get him in the world of crows a little bit more.
I saw a documentary about a family that took a baby hippo in, and now the hippo lives in the house and thinks it's a house dog.
Oh, man.
So you're talking about, you want to enter a weird world, go to one of these places and rescue
That's
10
fair.
Crows and let them live in the house.
Listen, I'm not opposed to that one bit.
So, Rachel, where are you at? What do you think you're going to do here?
I really like the bird bath idea, and probably coupled with this call, if it's ever aired, let him know where my head was and... So, I mean, this would not be a super surprising conversation to him, but I think the bird bath, sort of a dedication, a representation of.
And you could have something engraved in there, kind of sweet. I know we're about to close on this, and this is not my style to do this.
Go, Jake. Be vulnerable.
I'm real. Fun show for fun guys.
It's a tough show sometimes for tough guys.
No, it isn't.
Sometimes it's a vulnerable show for vulnerable
fellas. It's never been that.
Sometimes it's we take when? It down and sometimes we take
this
it down.
This is the first time we've taken it down and I don't think it's working.
I
Kevin,
think it's
cut
great.
The taking it down. So So here's the other pitch. And Gareth recently hasn't been doing the crazy one, so I have to do him.
That's crazy that you feel like...
What? Have you had a crazy pitch?
I like your pitch.
So here's my crazy pitch, but I actually have to say it to you.
Go.
I kind of think you should go to a sanctuary and get baby crows that have been abandoned and raise them in your house like parakeets.
That is... Because I am shocked I haven't... The only reason I haven't pitched that is because I just don't... Are you ready to take
on? No, she's not. But you also just lost your dog and you just moved. And this isn't about you. It's about Mark. And so if you get a baby crow that needs a family, well, you just turn that new house into a home.
I have another pitch.
Go.
But what do you, let's hear your response to that, Rachel. That?
So we do have cats and they're indoor, outdoor, and they have brought in birds before.
Okay. So the cats will kill it.
All right. Carl, ready?
Yeah.
One word. Parrot.
Oh my God.
Parrot. Okay, let me tell you a little something about parrots. First of all, I do a joke about this. Let me tell you what you're not going to have to do with the parrot, Rachel. You're not going to be grieving the parrot. These things live to be 140.
They live forever.
You have to have a child in order to will it to some being. Okay? You're also, we're talking about a house bird.
Yeah.
Domesticated.
Paint it black.
And don't listen to Jake. I don't think he made it through the spray paint. I should have put a mask on him. But also, I mean, we're talking about a lively, communicative bird. Yep. You know, you could try to pair it up.
So I've got a question on that, Rachel. Are you sure it's crows or is it just big bird?
No, it's crows specifically.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm
painted black, like Jake said.
So then I'm going to say our advice, it sounds like it's the bird bath. It's the bird food. There's a turn where Garf was saying, maybe go ask around at sanctuaries. I'm really pitching. Maybe find one that is already wounded, that just needs like 2 weeks to 6 weeks of care that your husband can do so that when you release it, you're releasing it into the yard. But the floor is yours, fan of the dollop.
Minx too.
She called it the Minx. It's just Minx, so she's not a fan. She just saw photos of me in 70s clothes.
We all have.
It was a big press campaign. More people saw the pics than the show, goddamn. So, Rachel, what are you going to do here?
I really like the bird bath idea, so I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
And I think Jake was leading before he decided that you should bring a family of crows in your house. A really nice sort of, if you can, maybe get some sort of inscription on there that's
sweet
to Mark. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
You know, like... Something like that.
Crows are loyal. You're my crow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once, like a crow will always stick around.
So, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Crows stick with you from the good and the bad.
I know how valuable a loyal partner can be. I hope you find one here too.
Ooh, Garfman. One word. Aww. Sweetness.
Yeah. See? Sometimes it can be sweet, guys.
Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you. Let us know. Hope it works out.
You bet.
Bye. This episode of We're Here to Help is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season, Garfman.
That's right, Jake. You get allergies. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, it's one of the... I love spring and string. Do you like both?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I actually will say a lot of times I get a red nose. I look like the kid in the Kleenex commercials.
Here's the bottom line about Kleenex, and this is an easy one.
Go.
Everybody refers to every brand of Kleenex as Kleenex because this is the best brand.
Yes.
So if you have allergies, which I do, these are hyper allergenic. They're allergist approved. Don't use rough toilet paper on your face.
Yes.
Just go get Kleenex.
We genuinely, when we were using them, we were like, why?
These are nice.
This is so soft.
Yeah, get the box.
Yeah, get the Kleenex.
If you're going to do it,
This should be their campaign slogan.
Just get the Kleenex.
So they are the soft tissues, the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, like you said, are hypoallergenic. They're allergist approved.
So listen, for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Just get the Kleenex.
This episode is brought to you by Babbel.
Jake, you know what Babbel is. Babbel, a language app, helps you learn foreign languages.
10-minute lessons, yes, handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. And it's designed by real people for real conversations.
And I'll tell you what I like about the Babbel, as opposed to just trying to learn the language on your own, is the speech recognition technology.
Which is crazy.
Yes. Because it helps you figure out the accent, because it's one thing to learn the words of another language, but if you sound like an utter maniac and you sound like a weird robot, no one's going to buy it. But if you can actually learn accents to where you're speaking the language, one of the things we had said before, but what I really liked, is studies from Yale, Michigan State, and others continue to prove that Babbel is better.
This is the craziest.
This is crazy. They found that using Babbel for 15 hours on your own, sitting on your couch, drinking a beer, is equivalent to a full semester at college.
So here's a special deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/HTH. Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/HTH, spelled Babbel.com/HTH. Rules and restrictions may apply. Zut alors!
Hi, everyone. Hope you're having a nice day. This follow-up is from episode 31, titled Crap Rat. It is from November 30th of last year, and if you'd like to listen for a quick refresher, go for it. Okay, enjoy the follow-up.
Hi.
Garfman, you want to take
us over? Hi, yes. Welcome, welcome back. We know we're having a follow-up. We don't know who you are or what you called about the first time, so maybe bring us up to speed.
Sure. I'm Caroline from Indianapolis, but you guys might remember me better as Crap Rat's mom.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. What a great title you have, Crap Rat's mom.
I'm proud of it.
And as so to be. So to recap on this one, your son wanted to be referred to as Crap Rat, and he wanted to do it at school, and he couldn't get away from that name. Is that correct?
Yes. Sure. Yes.
What have I done wrong?
No, I called you guys initially because he was really scared to start kindergarten. And you helped me realize I was scared for him to start kindergarten. And then we did end up talking about the more interesting problem of crap
yes,
rat.
I remember that. We were digging and we were like, okay, this is kind of interesting. And then you reveal the detail as a throwaway that he likes to be known as Crap Rat. And we were like, back up.
So walk us through what's going on with little Crap Rat.
Yeah, how's our boy?
How's kindergarten? Are the other kids calling him Mr. Rat? Where are we at here?
Hey, Crap!
Well, I am in some ways sorry to report that Crap Rat has sunsetted with your help.
We gave the wrong advice.
Yeah.
It was good advice. It worked really quickly.
So how did you do it? What happened? Take the lead.
So pretty much the first time I tried to lean in and be part of it, that kind of got him over it pretty quick.
It became cool. Once you liked it, he was like, that's not cool.
Is that true? You started
call me Shitmouse.
And he was like, oh, this is the worst.
He was just done with it. Yeah, like, hey, Crap Rat, you want to come play? Like,
he's like, no, call me Greg.
That is so funny. And so deeply parented.
Yeah.
My kids were really into like makeup and all that stuff. And we really tried to raise them. I was like, hey, if you want makeup or army clothes, who cares? And all they wanted was like makeup, heels, all this stuff. And at first I said to my wife, I was like, I don't want to go down this direction. They're like 5 years old. And she goes, whenever you try to stop it, it'll get bigger. And whenever you lean in, it'll fade away. And that is exactly it. As soon as I take an interest in something that they think is kind of like cool or edgy, I instantly take away the cool. Instantly, they're like, I really like this. And I'm like, that is cool. And they're like, I've never liked it.
You know, I used to do that as a kid. You know what? Never mind.
I actually hate this. Right on. Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
That's what I was thinking too. Couldn't be a worse vibe. What should we look for next? Yeah, exactly.
Now, does Oscar have any new nicknames on the horizon? Anything new?
Shit,
any
breath. New?
I mean, he's like Crap Rat's really cool. Oscar's even cooler. So he's always into something. His new thing, he's got real friends now in kindergarten.
Oh, boy. Welcome to the real world.
Before that, he had a lot of imaginary friends. But yeah, now he has real friends and they like to like dig for pirate treasure on the playground and sneak it home. And then I have to think of ways to get it returned to the school because it's like part of their garden beds. But
sure,
he's doing really, really well.
Good.
Yeah, it sounds like he molted out of Crap Rat. Well, I don't know how you feel, Jake, but I feel like how old is Oscar again?
He's 5. He'll be 6 in about a month, but he's still 5.
So you're not this. I don't know much, but I guess you're going to run into other issues with Oscar, who will always be Crap Rat to me, if I'm being honest. But when and if you do, you have an open line here. We're invested. We would not mind trying to help.
We can only do things if he's got like stupid nicknames like Crap Rat. If it's like real stuff in school.
Oh, yeah. Right. Real keep it away from us. Remember.
You helped me with the real stuff, though. You truly did help me. Like, honestly. Yeah, it was very helpful.
Well, I think we owe a big thank you to ourselves for doing that. And
what was the advice Gareth helped you with? Did he say grow a 70s bush?
Why are you, Jake? Why are you coming
fire
to me?
With fire.
Jake, we got to win, and now you want to talk about the MVP? What's going
on? Well, because I brought up the Bears.
Yes. So before we started this call, Jake started bringing up sports, and now he's coming into the call a little bit more animate. He's a little more.
I just got to get nasty. Caroline. Yeah. We appreciate the call. We're very happy about what's happened with Crap Rat. We can do it. Let's take a moment of silence, everybody.
Yeah.
For Crap Rat. Can
pour
we all just
out.
Take 5 seconds to pour one out for one of the all-time great little kid nicknames? So RIP Crap Rat.
Yep.
We love you. Heads down. All right.
Rest in power.
Rest in power, Crap. All right. We appreciate the call.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
We're Here to Help is hosted by Jake Johnson
and Gareth Reynolds.
The show is produced and edited by Kevin Bartelt, and the associate producer and editor is AJ McKee.
Our social media director is Caitlin Tanwakio, and our video editor is John DeBruin.
The theme song is made by Oliver Raleigh, and you can check out his music at oliverraleigh.com. That's Oliver, RALLI.com.
The album artwork is by James Fosdyke. You can find him on Instagram at James_Fosdyke, D-I-K-E. And if you'd like to see me do stand-up on the road, go to GarethReynolds.com.
And if you'd like to be on the show, email us your question at helpfulpod@gmail.com.
All of the advice given on We're Here to Help is for entertainment purposes only, and all listeners should be adults and make their own decisions.